What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92. Today's show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Not very nice out there.
No worries.
Bundle up. Bring an umbrella. Whatever. Park in the garage. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Did you park in the garage?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Brought an umbrella. Bundled up and brought an umbrella.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're out there, man, make sure you are safe and everything like that. It was a little slippery coming in this morning as I was driving to work. But, yeah, we're here in the house. Hopefully everybody's having a great Tuesday. As you said, the weather has flipped the script on
it's
us, Randy.
Yeah. It flipped, we knew it would.
That was a little pre-spring
teaser.
Yeah, that's all it was.
We always get
Yeah, to just do that little flip thing for them shouts to come out. Put them on for a couple of days and then fold them and put them right back.
Yeah, just enough to trick some of the plants, you know? Some of the, like the little, we got little, what are they? Like daffodils coming up.
They look pretty, didn't they?
Tough break.
Look pretty.
Not when blooming quite
bloomed
yet.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're just like, oh, wow, the sun's out and it's 75. We better come up and see it.
Yeah.
They come up and now they're seeing this.
Yeah, man.
Probably going to die.
Just be careful.
R.I.P. daffodils.
Just be careful out there in these streets and everything. But, yeah, I mean, interesting, you know, 1 day removed. No, 2 days removed from the Super Bowl. It's already, are the Eagles a dynasty? It started already.
Yeah, has a new dynasty begun as one dynasty ends?
Is Jalen Hurts on his way to the Hall of Fame now? Just, you know, the typical things that they go through it. And it was funny because we were just listening to Caleb's update, and he was talking about the Falcons and where they were as you know, as far as over the cap. You made a great analogy. All this crap, and they're over the cap, just like, and they're about to take one of the largest cap hits ever.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, it's it's trying. It's trying, Andy.
I know.
You know,
there's not a lot of downtime.
You know what I mean?
In the miserable life of a Falcons
fan.
Yeah, man.
You know? It's gonna be the damn off season.
At least it, like, yeah, all right. It ended. It sucked. Yeah. There was the not even glimmer. I will say the legitimate hope of the Penix, Bijan, London trio on offense to end the season. All right, all that's not. And then here comes Kirk. Super Bowl week, just to run his mouth and remind you of the disastrous situation you're in.
Yes.
All right, okay, whatever, Super Bowl's over. And then Caleb's like, off-season begins, over the cap. Dang it.
Damn it, Caleb.
What are we supposed
read
to
the
do?
Room.
Yeah, man.
Read the room, Caleb.
Just enjoy the quiet for a brief moment. Just take a breath, you know? Penix was down there at the Super Bowl representing the Falcons, doing interviews, you know, wearing his do-rag. Everyone's happy to see him and all that kind of stuff. No, it doesn't. It doesn't relax. It's unrelenting. It is. It's unrelenting. It's just it's the life they've chosen, and it is. It's unrelenting.
Boy,
no, you're right, though. It's so weird. Like, and I know what it is. It's the media environment that we're in as far as how things are talked about and consumed and all that kind of stuff. But it really does feel like there was such a minimal amount of time of, like, enjoyment of what happened.
Right.
And then immediately it's like, apply it to what it means for legacies and how can you discredit this or what can you say? Even, like, the team that won, I've seen so much stuff on social media, even coming from, like, the players and the teams and, like, real, like, not like trolls, like, real accounts. that are like, are we the most disrespected champion of all time?
Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, what if you are? Like, so what if you are? You're a champion.
How the hell?
And they can't take it away from you.
How are you disrespected, though?
But like, I don't know, but like, what do you get for that? Like, do you get a bigger trophy if you can compile all of the people across the country that said what? That they thought you couldn't win the game against the Chiefs? Like, people are going to say stuff like that sometimes, you know? Like, people are going to have opinions. There's only two options. There's two teams in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
People pick the team that has won three out of the last four. Like, I don't think that that's crazy or disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you.
Like, they just didn't pick your team. And then you went out there and beat the hell out of the Chiefs and proved them wrong. And that's great. Like, I don't know. Like, proving – I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know why having a parade and a trophy isn't enough. It also has to be – not only are we champions – we are the most disrespected champions,
yeah.
And that's a different trophy that we should get. And you slept on us, and we got it out of the mud, and you said this.
Y'all were 15 and damn two. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
come on,
they're,
man.
You're really good. They're really
on,
good
man.
Team. Really, really good team. Well-built team that's going to be around for a while of stars. Like,
yes.
Of like really great players that had success in college or previous stops in the NFL or in Philadelphia. Like, I don't know. I don't understand why it has to be more than, but whatever. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. You're champions. You can make your victory lap, but it just is weird that it's like, no, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
No, we can't enjoy it. We have to rub other people's noses in it while we're enjoying it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a great trip because you look, Jalen had a lot of fun at Disney World yesterday. Really cool. We're seeing the, I was just looking at it. It's like, damn, it's that many people at Disney on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, damn, they make a hand on fish deal.
Yeah.
Like, that place was, like, unless they, like put, like, an ad out, come to Disney World for free today. I mean, it was packed in there. It looked like the damn Super Bowl parade with so many damn people in there.
There's a reason why they can have multiple fireworks shows every single day. Yeah.
Every single day.
Because like, the money's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're not hurting.
No. Oh, no. Disney is all. Disney, all right.
They're doing fine.
They all right.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday in February.
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, what's the busiest day? Like a Saturday in June or something?
Without a doubt.
I don't know what it
Without
is.
Without a doubt.
But it's all, I mean.
When is it not busy?
What's the difference? They're making $10 zillion every single day.
When is it not busy? That's all I say.
Yeah,
when is it not
that's
busy?
Why Walt Disney had his head cryogenically frozen.
Did
so
it?
When they figure it all out, he can use all that money and regenerate. And he can come back.
Might be.
Him and Ted Williams. Him and Ted Williams. Their heads are on ice together in some chamber somewhere.
Him and Ted.
Just because you know how billionaires are. They try to fight it till the very last minute.
No, but think about it, Buck.
Rhino placentas and stuff.
But then the
richest ones, I don't know.
If I had it, I would do everything to try to try. I would. I'm not going to sit up here in front and say I wouldn't be up there injecting my ass with some placenta from a damn giraffe. I would.
I don't know if I would.
Anything I can. If they say that's going to make me younger, man, I'd be drinking shark, you know what, everything. It didn't matter.
Just go gracefully into the night. You know what I mean?
I'm going to try to stay because I'm going to try to stay and spend it all.
I don't believe in conspiracies often, but one that I actually buy is that the entire Frozen franchise that Disney put out is called Frozen. So now when you Google Disney Frozen, it's not Walt Disney's head that comes up on Google. It's Elsa and Anna.
Is that what it used to be?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, because it was like that was if someone said to you Frozen and Disney in the same sentence, you'd be like, oh, yeah, Walt Disney froze his head. And he's put it on ice, and he's going to try to come back as a cyborg.
Well, considering the first time that I've heard this was just a second ago.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like this is, and now like they could have called it anything. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, what's the movie about the lady that had to do all the chores and then get the glass slipper?
Cinderella.
Yeah, they named the movie after the main character.
Right.
What's the movie about that? The lady that lived with the dwarfs and lived in the woods.
Snow White.
They named it after the character.
Right.
That movie's not called Elsa.
Frozen's based off an 1844 fairy tale.
Called Frozen.
Great job.
Called
man.
The Snow Queen.
Could have called it the Snow
Queen. Could have called it that, yeah.
Could have called it the Snow Queen. But instead you called it Frozen.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
It's one of the few.
All right.
It's one of the few that I actually buy.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't
They were going to make the movies anyway.
Exactly.
They were going to make them
dog.
Anyway.
Hey, dog. Come on, man. It's been 3 years since you played this, dude. right.
No, wasn't he played like a week ago?
I must have been having my headphones in. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, no, I believe that's a conspiracy theory that I believe.
Okay.
One that I don't believe and made fun of a lot last week was that the Super Bowl was rigged. Obviously it wasn't because the team that people thought it was rigged for got blown out.
Yes.
The other thing that I didn't believe was that people said that they weren't going to watch the game. That also proved to be false. It's the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah, I mean,
so there you go.
That's always, you know, man. That's always. I'm always like, whatever. Like, do you feel good if it isn't? I told you it wasn't going to be right.
I do wonder.
I'm always curious about that. Like that, but that goes back to me always wondering, why do you have to tell people what you ain't watching or what you ain't doing?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel better because you're telling us?
I suppose.
Nobody
like,
gives a damn.
If it was Bills fans like coping with their anger about losing the game, no one's going to watch it anyway. Maybe that makes you feel slightly better.
That's who all started it.
Yeah, because that's a grown man tantrum is what it is.
Yeah,
you're having a grown-up
tantrum.
That's
for the most part who started it.
But then here's the thing.
I hope the NFL's happy.
You get to help choose and decide whether or not that's true by watching the game. And you know what you did? You probably watched
it. You probably watched it.
Yeah, you tuned in.
You know your ass was sneaking up there like in the room or like peep your head around the corner because somebody was in the house was watching.
Somebody was watching it. Or a neighbor was. Maybe you looked through the window and saw they had it on. I don't know. I also saw that ratings peaked during halftime, which... not surprising.
No, not at all.
I think that has to do with the score a little bit, but also people wanted to see what was going to happen at halftime.
Even though you knew what was going to happen.
And then they did.
Yeah.
131 million people got to see him call him a pedophile.
Yeah, man. It's tough. But it's one of those things where, you know, I would think that it's over, but who knows, man. Everything is so, I got to get mine instead of just taking an L. Like, you just can't take an L and go about your business no more. You got to make sure that you go down swinging. I mean, all right, we'll see how this ends and how it goes and everything. But, yeah, I'm not surprised that the game was highly rated. It's a damn Super Bowl.
It is.
It's the damn Super Bowl.
And this is going to be a wild one. I'm throwing wild ones out there today with conspiracy theories and stuff. People really like football.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah.
And
they love watching it.
And it's on TV. And it's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's amazing that, you know, you have a rematch, nobody's going to watch it, and yet it's still breaking records. And hell, who knows, next year might break that one.
And it wasn't a good game.
It
wasn't even a good football game. And this is the highest watched rematch. Team's been in the Super Bowl 4 out of 5 years. People are going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the conspiracy thing, though. Just like, oh, yeah. Now,
oh, the
I mean,
Frozen thing?
No. The whole rig thing. What now? What now? That's my only thing. What
oh,
now?
Yeah, there'll be something new. Yeah, and I'm sure people are also like, they heard us.
Oh, yeah.
We were on to them.
The taking credit?
Yeah, yeah. We were on to them, and we exposed them publicly.
Yeah.
And they had to be like, oh, no, they found the script. They know we found the script.
Yeah.
So they have to rig it the other way to try to throw us off the scent. We're not fooled. We're still on you.
Whatever, man.
If the Chiefs are back in there next year, then we know.
Yeah.
Then we know that it actually is rigged. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell folks that thought that was true. Keep watching. Keep listening, I guess, if you are.
Keep
listening.
That's what I'll do. I was thinking about
this show's
like,
rigged
at Devontae Smith. This dude got a Heisman, national championship, and now first round draft pick. And then, you know, Super Bowl champion. That's just, and you look, I remember they had a story on, because he's slight of built, but he's always been small.
Yeah, he's a little.
And people always overlooked him. This dude is a Heisman Trophy winner, an international champion, a Super Bowl winning receiver, sixth overall in the NFL draft receiver. I mean, this dude, and he just goes about his business.
Yeah.
He just goes about his business.
He's now one of five guys in the history of football to have a national championship, a Heisman Trophy, and a Super Bowl.
Wow.
I don't know who the other four are.
I think Reggie Bush is one of them.
I always hate when you're that person.
Yeah, I know Reggie Bush
would have
has
to be Reggie.
One.
Yeah, because he got all three of those things. Did Desmond get a national champion? He didn't.
No, he did not.
Charles Woodson kind of got a national championship.
It is one. Technically, it is one.
Yes.
He won the Heisman. He won the Super Bowl with Green Bay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's three.
So he's one.
That's three. I'm trying to think. When you go quarterback, it has been not quarterback.
I don't know. Probably we got to go far back.
Yeah, we got to go way back.
I don't know who they are, but anyway. That's a great career,
to have for Devontae. Just a great career that he's had, man. And, I mean, you look at it, I think they were saying the Eagles were writing like $8 million of cap space. And so.
Just to bring it full circle. Because that's kind of where we started, right? But that really is, though, the whole point of this, isn't it? Good franchises stay good because they're run the right way and they're always planning for the future and they're always handling their business like that. Like, the Eagles are a very well-run franchise. There's a reason why they've been in the Super Bowl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What, how many, four times in the last 20 years? Two times in the last three years? Three times in the last decade? Like, there's a reason why it's, their blips are bad years.
Yes.
Their blips are when they fell off the rails at the end of the year last year.
Agreed.
Then there's franchises that their blips are good years.
Yes.
Every once in a while, you luck up and get a good year.
100%.
You have a terrible year, and everything falls apart, and your quarterback is cooked and all that stuff, and you're over the cap. Just the difference between good, well-run franchises and poorly run franchises.
100%, dude.
The Eagles are clearly very well-run.
Yes.
The Falcons, unfortunately, are not. So that's why they are where they are.
Yep. And you can't build what they got in one offseason.
No.
That is a consistent adding
that's
to
a culture.
And culture, yeah, exactly.
That's a culture. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show. Hawks win again. Undefeated since the trade deadline. I don't know. I mean, plan the parade. No, I'm just kidding. We'll come back and talk about last night, though. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.